Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Well, we are here. It's another episode of the Podcast of Steel. I've got a wonderful guest. We've got Paul from DC World, the magical Paul Edwards. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Luke. Thanks for having us on.
No, yeah, this is an interesting chat. We've been talking for months now about this. It was a secret for quite some time because we were still planning it. It wasn't really official, but it is now. Paul, what's going on?
Luke, we are in like very soon heading off to San Diego Comic Con and LA as well.
Yeah. One of the biggest Comic Cons in the world, if not the biggest. There's been some debate online where the actual largest one is, but it's an event we've both always wanted to go to, and it's finally happening. So yes, on this episode of the Podcast of Steel, when this one goes live, Paul and I will hopefully be in London, and it is the day before we fly out to America for a very exciting, very packed week of activities and excitement. It's going to be a hectic couple of weeks, and I think I'm ready for it.
You think we're ready, Luke? You think all we are? Every day that goes by, we're literally ready, and something else gets thrown in the market.
This is one of those like the biggest events. So when you mentioned this possibly, what, the beginning of this year or last year that we were considering doing this event?
Yeah, end of last year. I think we was at an event and I think it might have been like Aquaman, and it was just after that. And then the plans sort of got, what they call it, where you lay a little egg and see what happens from it.
Yes.
A seed. And then, yeah, planted the seed. And then, yeah, like literally, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, it all sort of kicked off, didn't it? So
yeah, you messaged me. I was at work. I said, I need to phone you. I thought, oh, no, what's happening? Is something wrong? Is there a DC World emergency happening? What's going on? And then you messaged me saying, it's happening. It's happening. San Diego Comic-Con is happening. And from that moment, I think, we've been planning ever since. This is definitely our biggest adventure to date, and we don't want to miss any opportunity that might come our way. We know it's a huge event. We've been getting some fantastic advice from people, and we will mention those throughout this podcast. But this is just a little chat, really, for me and Paul to get online before we meet up in London to make ourselves even more excited about the upcoming weeks, because it's going to be a very fun time.
Absolutely. I don't know how much or how much not we're not going to talk about with some of our travels on here tonight, Luke, but I'm so hyped, so excited. It is beyond belief, and probably overwhelmed as well, because I didn't realize the scale of this when we first started the motion of this. And now this last few days and over the weekend with the other things that have been coming our way, which we're very gladly appreciative of.
Yes.
Yeah, just the size, the scale, and how big San Diego is, and also the help and the knowledge that's out there for us as well. So,
yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are listening to the podcast that have been to San Diego Comic Con that have possibly known about this event. It's hard not to know about this event in the world of pop culture. But if it's your first time going, like it is for Paul and I, it's like you're just chucked in the deep end straight away. But there are some fantastic tips online. There's websites, there's forums, there's videos. There are some fantastic internet personalities that have been helping us out for our trip. And if this is your first time going to the con, you know, hopefully this might help you out or inspire you to go next year. One of my biggest worries about this event is the fact that we both go and we both fall madly in love with this event, and we need to go again time and time again, because that's what I'm hearing from people.
That's exactly what I was talking about in work today. This is not my fear, but I think this could be the new big thing that I look forward to every year. And I think it would be quite cool, Luke, to go and cover again. We'll see how this one goes, but I'm certainly if we're still talking together at the end of this, then it's worth coming again.
Yes. So Paul and I will be going. We'll be sharing our adventure. We'll be sharing a room. We're going to be in each other's faces for about a week. So if we're not talking after this, we'll both share our own separate podcast where we spill the tea and we turn our lives into a like a Kardashian type reality show, The Battle of the Geeks. But yes, we started planning, and then it's not slowed down. It's been making us more and more excited, more appreciative of the help and the advice that we are getting. But yes, we're going out there. We're going to be in LA for a couple of days, and yeah, there's going to be a few surprises that we will share when we get out there. But if there's a few things that one must do when they're in LA, I'd say one of the big things, just going to throw it out there, is that Hollywood Warner Brothers tour. Now, there's going to be some interesting stuff happening when we're in LA. I think we can probably mention the fact that Paul and I are going to be going to that. You've heard that here first on the podcast. And
absolutely,
I feel, from seeing photographs and videos that people have been there already, that's worth the trip alone, just to be there and see the sets and see the props and see where movie magic happens. And that's going to be a very exciting day.
Exactly. And not just like, I'm a movie fan for any films that we like anyway, Luke, in genres and horror and film and superheroes. But Warner Brothers has been one of them ones I've always watched from a kid, from watching like Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner and all this growing up. And you had that dream like, oh, Warner Brothers must be so cool. And over the years, you've got this massive place in Burbank. And we've been lucky enough to get some special passes for this for like a half a day. Hopefully get to spend some pennies in that gift shop after, Luke, which is going to be a tour in itself.
That's one of the things about this trip. We've budgeted, we've financed, we've done charts. I've got whiteboards scattered around the room. Paul has got one of these little books and I've got one of these little books. They're fantastic. Insight Editions is there with it. Fun fact as well, Insight Editions are going to be at San Diego Comic-Con and we're going to be going to that booth and saying thank you. As many of you know, I've been using these books for years. I've recently bought about 25 from a website because they had a massive deal on. But yeah, we've been planning nonstop, and these books have got all our details, where we have to be, what we want to do. And for somebody, Paul have mentioned this, we've talked about the fact that we tend to sometimes overthink things. And I think when you overthink things, you put yourself into sort of multiple universes, all the things that might go wrong or could go wrong or could go well. As you said this morning, Paul, we're trying to stay positive. That's the best way to do it. I think making notes of everything and learning more about the event and learning about travel and where you have to be, it helps. It certainly helps my very loud mind get prepared more. And these books, I say they're full up. They're going to get more filled over the upcoming days because, we're trying our best to plan things and make the most of the time out there. But as we said, we're doing the Warner Brothers tour. There's the Hollywood stars that I would love to walk up and down and find Christopher Reeve's star.
That we will do. We will do that, Luke.
That's one of those things I think we have to do when we're out there. Yes, we're going for San Diego Comic-Con, but there's a chance, well, we're going to go and see that. I think that's one of the one things we both said that we needed to do was that. But one of the other many things that we've been planning, apart from San Diego, which we will get to momentarily, it's the food, mate. It's every day we're talking about more restaurants and fast food joints that we need to check out. We're going to come back big as houses.
I know. Lucky enough, I've been on not a bit of a diet, but I've changed what I've been eating for the last 4 weeks. I've lost about 10 pounds, to be fair.
Well done.
But all being well, it's all going back on when we're out there. And I could just see, I do love the American breakfast with the egg, the maple syrup, the bacon. Their bacon's phenomenal. And lunches and dinners. And I can't believe, Luke, with all the scheduling and the stuff we've been writing in these, I think the restaurants have outdone the whole event because there is so many places to go and eat that we've got to really pick and choose where we're going to really want to go because we're not going to fit them all in.
We're not. That's the thing. I mean, there's only really 3 meals a day you can have. And I think we've We've crammed about 9 meals into each day of all the different places we want to go and check out, which is good. And people have said that their food in LA and San Diego, especially in that gas lamp district, as they were saying, there's not a bad restaurant around there. It's really hard to get a restaurant up and running, and these establishments have been there for years. So I'm very excited about that. I'm really excited about so much, Paul. There's just so much going on. And we're going to be sharing as much of it as we possibly can. We've already mentioned online that we've started the Geeks on Tour 2024 hashtag, and where people can join in and we can find out what's been going on. And we've just been so happy, I feel. Each day we're waking up to more news and little WhatsApp voice notes from each other saying, oh, we've only got so many days left and time to do this today. It's time to start planning this today.
Where we've been sharing the information every day on, you've been seeing some news, I've been seeing some news, or there's been some paneling, scheduling and guests. That's been quite insightful to have with each other.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff that we're going to be cramming in, and some special things that we will share as and when that's happening as well, that we've been lucky enough to get invites to. For me, it's the second we land in LA. This real schedule starts to actually kick into action. We need to be here. We need to be there. So we're on the plane on the way over. Once that it's that runway landing over there, off it goes.
I think that's the last moment of calm we will have. But yes, I love a schedule. I love an itinerary. I like to know where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to eat. So yes, we have planned this very well. And I think we both mentioned the fact that we've been doing this now for long enough that we've solo adventured around the world individually. We've been to different cons, we've been to different events, and doing this as, you know, as a team, as our own individual sidekicks, we've been helping each other out. We're there to throw ideas off each other, give ourselves advice, moral support, health. I was showing Paul some of the things that I was buying today earlier on, like vitamin C tablets and like little things to keep our energy up and running, and healthy snacks. They're not all going to be sugary, but some of them will be. But anyway, it's there. We're looking out for each other. But what I did like today, Paul mentioned about the fact that, yes, there's going to be quite a few opportunities for us to be spending some money in America, whether it be the Warner Brothers shop or San Diego Comic-Con. And Paul, for some reason, thinks that I'm going to be the good devil on his shoulder, giving him good advice, not the person that's going, oh, go on, Paul, treat yourself. You've worked hard for it, you know, giving him a little nudge. But
dangerous. It's going to be dangerous, Nick Luke.
It is dangerous. But there's going to be a lot of stuff there. And what advice I keep getting from people is, you know, if you see something there that you're not going to see in England or at another con, then you're going to regret it. And I'm thinking you're really not helping. But yeah, we've budgeted. We've been looking after this trip for a while. So we are ready for it. And we're ready to get those exclusives. Even the Warner Brothers shop, it's a website that I'm always going on, but there's always that really niggly bit at the end where it says, sorry, we can tell that you're not in America, so you can't even look at this, let alone buy it. And the Superman 78 merchandise that I've seen on that website, I mean, that's going to be difficult to say no to, that's for sure. And then this is even before we've got to San Diego. And what I'm really excited, one of the many things that I'm excited about is that from LA to San Diego, it's quite a trek. And Paul and I will be traveling there in style on a train that, to some, this might not be very exciting, but to me it is. It's a double-decker. It's a double-decker train. And I've seen this. I've seen the YouTube videos about this so many times, and the fact that it's got some magnificent views of the American coast, and the just to be on that is an exciting part of my trip. And it's I think every moment of this trip will be an adventure, and I can't wait for it.
I think it's one of them. I don't think I've ever thought about documenting something so much. You know, like we've done plenty of events, Luke, in our 10 years of doing what we do. And you'll come home from the event and you look for your camera roll on your phone, and you've got so many photos, probably only a couple of video clips. But this is one of them ones I want to film as much as possible. Yeah. Massive memory on the phone, really, but I just want to get so much video to show people, as well as the pictures. The pictures will be good, but everything like that, from landing in LA, Hollywood, Warner Brothers, everything else there, and then going to Comic-Con, and that train journey down the coast, and what you're going to see out the window for a couple of hours on the way to San Diego. And even, not that I've been looking into much, but like, the train station from LA looks amazing that we've got to go to get the train down. It's all very nice. And I'm like, and the weather is perfect there as well next week.
Not too hot, not too cold. I mean, we've got our sun protection. That's number one on our list. I'm going to go through one of our handy packing lists that I prepared earlier. But the weather looks fantastic. The buildings look fantastic. That architecture of LA and San Diego is just
phenomenal.
Impressive. It's going to be, I know we're both going to, when we finally get back home after this amazing trip, and there's going to be that moment where we get in, you know, you're in the comfort of your own home, fortresses of solitude, and we're just going to breathe out. And we're going to have a serious come down for a couple of days, mate. Friends and family are going to be like, oh, it's so nice to have you home. And we're going to be like, is it though?
Yeah. I know how I want to be.
I know there's the post-con blues, because that happens to all of us, but I think where we've waited for this one for so long and planned so much for it, all moments and aspects of the planning and recording podcasts and talking to each other each day, it's helping us get more excited for it, which is what it's all about. This is why we wanted to experience a con on this scale. And again, sharing the things that we get up to each day and taking you all along with us for the adventure. That's what something that Paul and I have always done. It's the fact that we want, it's never about, oh, look at that, we're here and you're not. We've never been that way. And it's sometimes difficult to share aspects of our life, because it's we know it's exciting. We know that we are very grateful and that we've put the work in for it, which is why I'm always happy to give advice, as Paul does, to people that want to start a blogging adventure. I believe, Paul, we can share some exclusive news that you've got a talk coming up very soon, haven't you?
I have. I've got a talk coming in September. I've been approached by Braintree Council about an hour from me, and I'm going up there as the influencer word. There's an influencer to do a talk. It's on digital marketing and job careers. So, and they want me to do like a keynote speak of half an hour on how I started DC World, the ups and downs, the highs and lows, how to come off social media if you need a break, and also how I started the Geek Garage as a real business out of it as well. So yeah, quite interesting. But I think that's going to be more daunting than going Comic-Con, Luke, talking to all these students for half an hour.
It's going to be like a TED talk. It's something that we've done with friends and family over the years, people that don't really know what we get up to in our private lives, as it were. But maybe that's something that we can prep on the plane when we're flying out there.
Yeah.
How long is the flight to LA, Paul, from London?
11 and a half hours straight. Plenty of time for films, coffee, tea.
Yeah, I say, I
like on the plane.
Like yourself, I don't sleep on planes. I can't do it. So yeah, we're going to be doing podcasts at the airport, on the plane. We're going to be filming different things. I've got a few surprises for on the plane for when we get there as well. It's going to be a well-documented trip, mainly so that we can, in years to come, we can look back on this incredible adventure. So just to enjoy the moment. And there's going to be moments when we won't have our phones in our hands constantly. There's going to be moments where we want to sit back and just witness it. We've been told of a few places within San Diego Comic-Con where you can go upstairs and look out across the con floor just to get an idea of the scale of it. And when the map got released about a week ago, it was, wow. We're used to cons being pretty big in the UK, but this is like a city. Yeah. This is like a city. It was unbelievable.
And it goes out into the city as well, doesn't it, Luke? This is the thing. It's not just in this centre.
No, not at all.
I'm sure as we go on with this, like, we're newbies into all this, but people, after we've been and done everything, the newbies that like want to go or pre-planning or how much it will cost, we can certainly help advise on stuff like that, or sort of the areas where to stay, what it's going to cost to travel, things like this, the shuttle buses. This is all stuff we're going to learn, and we're happy to pass that knowledge on. So if we inspire one or two of you to then go out next year and go, that is our job done. And I'm sure... when you might even see us again next year.
that's what I'm concerned about. Is that we're going to fall in love with it so much. It's going to be one of those things where we go back every year. Like, one of the magnificent heroes that we've both been talking to for a few weeks now is Leonard from An Englishman in San Diego, who's been giving us some fantastic, fantastic advice. He was kind enough to invite us onto his live stream a couple of weeks ago, where he's been giving us some fantastic advice. And Lennon's been going there for many years and is what's classed as a veteran of San Diego. And I think the best advice that he gave us was, you're not going to see everything. And we thought, oh, well, that's a bit of a bummer. And he was like, no, but don't build yourselves up to see everything because you physically won't be able to. I was like, wow. How big is this event? And then we saw the map and we're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to see everything. I see what you mean now. Yeah.
So for those of you that also don't know, so they do these things called activations. Now, around the whole, this is outside the con and around the town. And we're talking different experiences. This will be films, gaming companies, things like that. We'll be putting on experiences during the day and the evening. So even you can come out after the con, and if you can get these tickets, a lot of them are free. You'll get some drinks and food, and there's merch at some of them. And it's literally, you've got to find their certain sites and links, as we've had to, and you can apply for tickets, and then you can go there on like the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. And carry on your con. So not only does the con end, say, at 6 o'clock, you can crack on out in the evening, out in the town, and get in two or three events. So this is like, it could turn into a 24-hour experience.
It's the things that go on in the evenings, whether it be TV shows or films or just the world of comic entertainment coming alive. There is something for everyone and every fandom, which is what you want from a Comic-Con. And yes, it's got the classics. There's the comics and the cosplayers and the video games and everything in between. But it really takes over San Diego. It doesn't just end when you leave the hall. It's a place that embraces pop culture on such a massive level that is really quite not intimidating but overwhelming for sure. And that's why we're trying our best to pick and choose events to try and go to. And we're emailing places, we're going on waiting lists trying to find out about information. And only earlier on today another event was announced, which was a very exciting event, which was the Shaun of the Dead experience, which Paul and I, both being classic movie lovers and fans of amazing films such as Edgar Wright's Shaun of the Dead, there's going to be some very exciting stuff happening. If we can get to that, it's going to be... I mean, there's going to be so many cherries on the tops of things.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick and choose something that's going to be a favorite moment. That's what we've both been trying to sort of choose, is if you could do at least three things at Comic-Con, what would it be? And I think Paul and I have pretty much both had the same things, but what are your top three things, Paul, for you to get out of San Diego Comic-Con?
I think just learning the whole thing as an experience. I'm going for some merch. I do love my merchandise. I think we all do as collectors. So I like looking out for some different things. I've got it in my head, as I told you today, Luke, I'd like to come home with some sort of graded Superman comic, but not one that's in the tens of thousands or millions. But one that's affordable, and just to have had that, I got there. Couple of Funkos I need to get, and my son wants one, so I'm aiming to get that. But other than that, I think I'm looking at the map on the screen now and just going through it. The DC stand, obviously, we'll be spending a bit of time at anyway with things going on there. But I'm liking the fact some of these store names, you don't know what they sell. So when you're there and you get to see all this new merch, or they're making stuff, or whatever's going on, and the giveaways, I'm looking forward to all this new stuff, and there is hundreds of stores. I think it's one of these, we might get round it on the first day, and then we can pickpocket whether we want to do the second and third, or we get half done one day, half the next day, then the weekend's the clear up. And I'm looking forward to all these secret events and experiences we've been lucky to get, which we will talk about as and when that's ready. But that is another big thing. And more excitingly, when we're out there, what else might pop up, Luke? Which we don't know.
So they do close. They do announce a lot of surprises when they're there. I mean, I know James Gunn has already said that he's not going to be at San Diego because he's busy filming the Superman film. So fair enough, Mr. Gunn, that is a very important job. But if you want to make a surprise visit, I'd be okay with that, because it's already been announced that there's going to be some Superman merchandise at the DC Comics booth that I've had my little eye on. And something as simple as a Superman t-shirt and Superman pin has like piqued my interest. And that is that moment when, even if Paul and I have both got two encouraging angels on our shoulders, we are still going to buy as much Superman stuff as we can get. But as you said, it's a massive con. We won't get around it all in that week. But as you said, there's lots of stalls that we do know. You've got your DC Comics, you've got your Marvel, you've got your Funko, you've got very exciting Alex Ross booth that we both want to step by. But when we were looking at that map, Paul, what was one of those shops that did stick out when we first saw it? Can you remember?
Oh my God, let me find it. I know the area.
Oh, did you remember the specific shop?
I remember the area, because it was at the DC end, wasn't it?
Was it in the middle somewhere?
Oh, where is it? I'm going to find it now. I'm panicking.
Never mind. What, can you remember the name of it?
Was it like the Shag Company, Luke?
Yes, the Shag Company. We're not too sure what they sell. We've not done too much Googling, but we want to have a nice surprise when we get there. It's one of those booths that are like, oh, what could they sell?
But do we go there first? Do we go there at the end? I'm not
that's
sure.
That's it. Is it, or do we just find it by surprise? Who knows? But yeah, there's going to be independent traders there. There's going to be companies there. There are going to be people there advertising their comics, old and new. There's Artist Alley, which is always exciting to go down and check out. There's going to be so much to see, and it's just very, very exciting. And we just want to be a part of it, as it were, to be involved in that whole experience. Now, when it comes to Hall H and these big exclusive panels that are happening, it was just announced today that there's going to be a Deadpool event along with the very exciting Marvel panel that's going to be happening. Now, some people go to these events just to go to those panels. Now, I'm sure Paul and I will get caught up in all the excitement of those events, but we're not entirely sure if we want to queue up for all that time to maybe get into the hall. It would be very exciting, don't get me wrong, but I'm not entirely sure we might be doing that. Now, if we find out there's a Superman panel happening very last minute, you know, I will quickly go off and find a Superman sleeping bag and take my spot in the front row. But what are your thoughts on those big queues for Hall H and the other big panels, Paul?
So if it's something big that I am well into and they was going to do a panel and announcement, yes, I'd love to be there as it happened. It's that you've done it the same as me over the years with Man of Steel, Justice League and Batman v Superman, when Snyder's been out on stage, and I've felt a buzz from here watching it, and I thought, oh, I'd love to be there one day when this happens. So if it's a big film and big characters that we're into and that happened, I think it was one of them. I probably would be happy to queue outside for 6, 8, 10, 12 hours to get that pass, but only if it was guaranteed. If it's one of these where you could queue for 20 hours and the time you get to the front, you may not get a wristband. What a waste of a day. As we land there, the time is already ticking. So, I think it's one of them, as and when it happens, I think we would decide and weigh up our options, or how much we may have even seen. It might be a certain day that we've seen quite a bit and think, do you know what? We could do it today and we can go and queue. That's another one of them unknown scenarios.
Which we are taking into consideration. And Leonard, again, gave us some fantastic advice explaining, like, if you are going to do that, then you will meet friends in the line. You can create a tag team. One person can stay in and other people can sort of go off and come back within a certain amount of time. And it is a part of the experience. I totally get that, of being there, to be a part of that excitement, that buzz. And some people go there just to be a part of that line. And I've seen people doing it. I've seen it on the Big Bang Theory. I've seen it in the news. It is a big part of the con. So who knows? But yeah, it's a big event. There's lots of planning. Leonard, I say, has been a fantastic help. Another page that has been a lot of help that I've got to the side of me is the SDCC unofficial blog. Now, this is a fan-run ex-Twitter account, whatever you want to call it, and they've been sharing news all the time. I've got notifications on for when they do post, and my phone is constantly buzzing with more exciting news. But they've been giving fantastic tips. They started the hashtag SDCC tips, and I've been going up and down that and getting new information. But it's a page that is there for the fans, those that have been before, those who are going for their first time, like Paul and I. And it's a fantastic account. And what they've been putting there recently, I printed one off today, was a packing list of all the goodies that we need to take along with us. And there's a lot of stuff on that list, which I think I've already packed and I've already bought twice just in case. But it's planning like that and with a book such as this that has made the trip more, I would say, feasible, more achievable by giving us a list of jobs to do. And that page, the STCC unofficial blog, they've been sharing some fantastic tips and videos. It's the Parks and Con page. That's another page. They've been sharing videos because you can look at the Comic-Con map online. You don't really get an idea of how big it is. And then you go on Google Maps and you get a bit of an idea because it is a huge building. But then you get people that have been there for years that make these very detailed video essays that give you all the answers you really need. It's very honest advice from people that have been doing this event for years, and they want other people to have just as much fun as they've had. And it's all been very, very useful.
I like what they've been covering, like not only the event, Paul H, he does separate videos, which is amazing. Not the one, he's done a food one. So he's gone up like the gas lamp district, covered the food restaurants. Today he's put a new one on, covering a bit more on how to queue and where to go and what escalators to use. So this stuff is valuable information. I think the only thing what I would say, me and you have probably learned on this, Luke, is this did need planning. Some planning had to happen.
Of course.
If we just turned up there, not miss out on stuff, we would still have a great experience, but I think by the planning, we're going to have a better experience, especially when it comes to like food and drink and breakfast and where we're going to go and meeting up people. So yeah, I'd recommend my advice straight from the off is plan at least a good few weeks ahead. Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure there are some people that might just turn up and wing it. We've done that in the past at certain cons that we know their routine. We know the layout of the map. We know where to go for certain things. But for this event on this scale, and the fact that we're traveling so far, we want to make sure that we don't waste any moments. Now, we both know that we're going to have to sleep at some point on this trip. It's going to happen. I'm sure of it. But I know that that's it. We're going to find a nice cozy corner and sleep there. But we know this is going to be a full-on week. We know it's going to be very exciting, but we know that we need to look after each other as well, whether it be like physical, mental health, and just being there for each other and other people at the con. What I've loved about this community so far is that it is so inclusive. Everyone's been so helpful, giving advice. I was speaking to some people today that are volunteers at the con. I had a few questions about what we needed to do for certain things, and they've all been just so helpful. Yeah. And it's making it's making us even more excited for this event. It's an event that we didn't really think might happen, but it is. And we're already planning a lot of stuff for this trip, and we might bump into people when we're out there as well. We're looking forward to that. There's a few people that we want to say. We want to see Neil from Get Your Comic On, because Neil's out there doing a lot of press work. And something else that I found out this week is that somebody mentioned sort of friendship bracelets that I've got by the side of me. I was like, what about a French? And it's like, apparently this wasn't a thing just because Taylor Swift was doing it, but you get these friendship bracelets. And as you can hear that sound next to my microphone, I've been having a go at making these in little bracelets that you trade at the event. And I've made sort of, there's a few, there's my San Diego Comic-Con ones, back to front, but you get the idea. But so far, it doesn't take that long to make. And I've made quite a few so far that I will be giving out. I've got a few little surprise ones for Paul to have on the plane. Oh, little treats to look forward to. But
thank you.
It's little things like that, things that you wouldn't really know unless you looked a little bit deeper, if you literally scratched the surface and found out more information about this con. And there are so many amazing people working behind the scenes to make this event happen. Now, I think when we both come back, we're going to spend about 3 days just writing thank you cards to all the people that have helped make this happen, because there's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's been a... Behind the scenes, we've been quite lucky with a few other places that have done stuff for us. So I'm really thankful for them. That'll all get mentioned as and when it's all going on anyway. But yeah, I think, it'd be like we're doing autographs. Look, we'll just be signing cards for a few days. But I think it's quite an important job as well. It's got to be done. So
that, sitting down, when I normally sort of come back from a con or a screening or something, that for me and you is always going to be a pinch me moment. We wear our expressions on our sleeves, as it were. We are both very excitable people when it comes to these big events. We're there sort of trying to play it cool in most situations, and we don't do a very good job of it, because, and I think that's a part of our online personalities, as it were. That's become part of it. We're very grateful. We're very happy. It's always fun to share that part of our lives, but there could be parts of this trip that we don't like. We've not put that into consideration yet, because we're not trying to focus on the negative. But I'm sure there are going to be some elements that we aren't fans of, and we will encounter them and deal with them when we have to. But it's always going to be a big learning curve. And this is our first time. There's going to be things that we both probably regret not buying when we're out there. That's going to be my biggest fear.
I told you, Luke.
I told you to get it. I knew you're going to regret not buying that, Paul. I knew you should have got five of those T-shirts.
Yeah.
But another one of the fantastic pieces of advice that we've been given is the fact, you know, wear comfortable shoes, wear good socks, be comfortable. And we've both done plenty of research. We've both got ourselves some sensible, comfortable shoes. And we might be, you know, completely broken by the end of the week, but at least we will have 10 toes left.
And an arch in my foot still.
I'm interested to see how many steps we do. I'm sure there were people there that are doing more steps than us, but it's going to be a very physical week. So we're trying to make sure that when we do get the chance to sit down and relax, we enjoy those moments. And we've both been encouraging each other when it comes to restaurants, and we've both found some amazing restaurants. And hopefully, we know it's going to be busy out in the district and around the surrounding area, but there's some amazing food in America. In LA and in San Diego. One thing that a lot of people have said is that we must try the In-N-Out fast food joint, which I'm sure we can make do. We can make that happen. Yeah. And the Broken Yoke restaurant, the diner, which we've seen their menu. We know that a lot of people go there for breakfast. And my goodness, I'm concerned that it's making me mouth salivate now, Paul. But I'm thinking, once we get there for food, make sure I don't fall asleep in a mountain.
Every time we talked about the food, it's always like in the morning, or it's lunchtime, or later in the day. And at work, you're like, oh, God, I've got lunch. But you're just thinking of like the breakfast we've just been looking at on the internet. So to get out there and try it all is going to be phenomenal. I can't wait, Luke.
We're going to be doing a lot of walking. So, you know, you've got a carb load, as they say. We need to be looking after ourselves. But don't worry, we'll make sure that we have, you know, the odd bit of fruit here and there as well. We need to make sure that we stay healthy. But yeah, it's this is a plan that's been a long time coming. We're both really excited for it. It's going to be an adventure that we're both really excited for. And yeah, it's one that you can all join us on.
Absolutely. Welcome. Don't forget the hashtag Geeks on Tour 2024. I actually used it today on Instagram, Luke. All that came up was everything about us. There was no others. So it's nice. We've got that and it's stayed there.
And the reason I chose 2024 was just in case we wanted to use 2025.
It's infinite. So we can keep going.
But yeah, it's going to be an amazing time. When we found out that it was finally going to happen, we had to wait a couple of weeks before we shared all the news, but we were both really excited to do it. And the feedback we've had so far has been fantastic. We're excited for more. We're excited to find out more advice, but we're close. And episode will be going live, and then Paul and I will be going out on our biggest adventure yet. So yeah, join us. Join us on this big adventure. And we will be recording more podcasts. We'll be interviewing people. We'll be talking with guests, interviewing each other. Yeah. Instagram lives, videos, vlogs, travels, food reviews. Oh, the food. It's making me get hungry again. It's going to be an amazing week. Paul, where can people find you online and join in this big adventure?
So if you're looking for me, I've got dcworld.org.uk or dcworld on all social platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And then the Geek Garage. Got a Geek Garage shop in Wickford, Essex, and that's got their own accounts as well.
There we go. We are going to be – you might get bored of our faces over the next few weeks, but we need to make sure that in a year's time, when Time Hop alerts us about what we were doing on this day 1 year ago, it makes us happy and nostalgic and hungry. So, yes, please join us on the adventure. Geeks on Tour 2024. This has been another episode of the podcast of Still. And join us more for soon. No, join us more for soon. I've got no words left. I'm getting too hungry. Join us soon for more. That's what I'm trying to get out there. I'm too excited, Paul. Take care, everybody. We'll be back soon with another episode. Stay safe.
See you soon, everyone.